Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 21st of April 2024. Original date 30th of March 1999. Title: Make Your Love for Intense Effort Volcanic and Spread a Wave of Unlimited Disinterest. Today, Bap Dada was seeing three lines on the forehead of every child. The first line is of your fortune of God's sustenance. You only receive this fortune of God's sustenance once throughout the whole cycle. It is only at the confluence age and no other time that this sustenance can be given by God. Very few children receive this sustenance from God. The second line of your fortune is the line of God's study. The fortune you have of God's study is so great. God Himself becomes your teacher and teaches you. The third line of fortune is the line of the attainments you receive from God. Just think about how much you have attained. All of you remember how long the list of your attainments is. These three lines of fortune were shining on the forehead of every child. Do you consider yourselves to be such fortunate souls who are being given this? Sustenance, study, and attainments. As well as this, on the basis of your faith, Bap Dada is also seeing your spiritual intoxication. All of you souls who are the children of God have such spiritual intoxication. You are the highest, greatest, and holiest of everyone in the whole world and throughout the whole cycle. No other souls become as pure in their bodies and minds, and as full of all virtues, and as completely viceless as you souls are in your deity forms. You are the highest, the holiest, and also the richest. At the beginning of establishment, Bap Dada used to tell you children that you are the richest. It was also printed in the newspaper with a lot of intoxication that Om Mandali is the richest in the world. This is the praise of all of you at the beginning of this establishment. Even if someone were to become a multi-millionaire in one day, no one can be as rich as you are. You are the richest. What is the sign of your becoming the richest of all? It is a very tiny thing to do. People make so much effort to become the richest, whereas you become full of all treasures so easily. You know the method for this, do you not? All you have to do is put a small point. When you put a point, you can earn a lot more. It is just like when you add a zero to increase an amount. Each soul is a point. The Father is the point, and to put a full stop to the drama is also a point. As soon as you remember that you are a soul, a point, your income increases. In the Lokic world too, a number is increased when a zero is added. What happens when you put a zero after the figure 1? It becomes 10. When you add 1 zero, 2 zeros, 3 zeros, 4 zeros, the number keeps increasing. Your method is so easy. To put the point of the consciousness of being a soul means to accumulate treasures for yourself. Then, when you put the point of the Father, have remembrance of the Father, you accumulate further treasure. Then, when you put a full stop to the drama whilst acting in connection and relationship with others, when you put a full stop to the past, your treasure increases further. So, how many times do you put a point throughout the day? You do put a point, do you not? It is so easy to put a point. Do you find it difficult? Does the point slip away? Bap Dada has taught you how to earn an income by simply adding a point. Do all of you know how to put a point? If you do know how to do this, then clap with one hand. It is firm, is it not? Or does it sometimes slip away and sometimes remain applied? The easiest way of all is to put a point. Even a blind person can use a pencil to write on paper. He is able to put a point. However, you are Trinitary, those with three eyes. Therefore, you can constantly use these three points. A question mark is crooked. Just write it and see. It is crooked, is it not? It is so easy to put a point. This is why Bap Dada tells you children different ways to become equal. The method is just to put a point. There is no other way. Even to become bodiless, the method you use is to become a point. When you become bodiless and when you become Karmateet, the method you use is to become a point. This is why Bap Dada also told you earlier that when you celebrate a meeting with Bap Dada at Amrit Vela, when you have a heart-to-heart conversation or when you are doing your work, first put a tilak of the three points on your forehead. Don't start putting a physical red tilak of three dots on your forehead, but put a tilak of this consciousness and then check that this tilak is never rubbed off due to any reason. Is this tilak imperishable so it can never be rubbed off? Bap Dada has seen the love all of you children have and how you have all come running here with so much love to celebrate this meeting with Bap Dada. And when you come and sit in this hall to meet Baba, because of your love, you make so much effort to sit at the front that you forget about your sleep or thirst, etc. Bap Dada sees everything and what you all do. Baba sees the whole drama. Bap Dada also surrenders himself to you children because of your love and says to you, just as you came running to meet the Father in this corporeal form, so in the same way, make intense efforts to become equal to the Father. You all think about obtaining the first seats here. However, not everyone can receive those. This is a corporeal world, and so the laws of this corporeal world have to be observed. At that time, Bap Dada feels that all of you should sit at the front. But would that be possible? It is happening, but how? Bap Dada sees those sitting at the back as being constantly merged in his eyes. The eyes are the closest of all. Therefore, you are not sitting at the back, but in Bapdada's eyes. You are the lights of the eyes. Did all of you sitting at the back hear this? You are not sitting far away, you are close. Physically, you may be sitting at the back, but you souls are the closest. Bapdada looks at those sitting at the back the most. Those who are sitting close at the front have a chance to see Baba with their eyes, whereas those sitting at the back do not have this chance. This is why Bapdada merges you in his eyes. Bapdada continues to smile because as soon as it is 2 p.m., everyone starts to form a queue. Bapdada realizes that you children would probably be tired from standing there, so Bapdada gives all of you children a loving massage. Your legs are then massaged. Have you felt Bapdada's massage? It is very lovely and unique. So today everyone has come running from everywhere to take the last chance of this season. It is good. Your zeal and enthusiasm to celebrate a meeting with the Father constantly enable you to move forward. However, Bapdada does not forget you children for even 1 second. There is only one Father, but many children. However, Baba doesn't forget any of all you many children for even a second, because you are all long lost and now found children. Look how the Father found you all in all the different faraway corners of this land and abroad. Were you able to find the Father? You continued to wander and stumble around, but were unable to find him. However, the Father found you children of the Father in different lands, countries and states, etc. The Father made you belong to him. You sing the song, I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. Baba didn't look at your caste, your country, your colour, etc. He only saw the spiritual colour on the forehead of each of you, the point of light. What do you double foreigners think? Did the Father look at your caste or colour? Whether you were black or white or beautiful or ugly, the Father didn't look at anything. He only saw that you belonged to him. So is this the Father's love or your love? Whose love is it? Of both. Children are very clever in replying. They say, Baba, you tell us that love draws love, and that it is because love draws love that you have love, and we also have love. Children, you are very clever. The Father is also pleased to see that you children have so much courage, zeal, and enthusiasm. Bapdada has the results of the chart of 15 days of many children. One thing that Bapdada saw in the results of the children everywhere was that the majority of you paid attention. The percentage is not what you yourselves wanted, but you have paid attention, and the intense effort-making children are trying to fulfill their aim of keeping the promise they made in their hearts and are moving forward. By moving forward in this way, you will reach your destination. The minority is even now, because of carelessness or laziness, paying very little attention. Their special slogan is, "Yes, we will make it, we will get there." When you think that you will get there at some point, that is carelessness. To say, "I have to get there," is intense effort. Bapdada hears many promises. You repeatedly make many beautiful promises. Children, you make such good promises with so much courage that at that time you even give Dilkush Toli to Bapdada. Baba swallows that too, accepts what you say. However, to make a promise means to experience the greatest benefit from your effort to accomplish that. If you don't experience benefit, then your promise is not strong. So, you may make promises, because you are at least serving Baba with Dilkush Toli. However, as well as that, you must also make your love of effort take the form of fire. Become like a volcano. According to the time, whatever karmic accounts you still have of your mind, relations and connections, burn all of them in your form of fire. This is the love you have, and Bapdada has given you a pass mark for this. You have this love, but your love should now take the form of fire. On the one side of the world, there is the fire of corruption and violence, and on the other side, powerful yoga, that is, yoga of the intensity of a volcano is necessary. This volcanic intensity of your fire will finish the fire of corruption and violence and give cooperation to all souls. On the one hand, your intense love, that is, your powerful yoga and remembrance, will finish that fire, and on the other hand, it will enable souls to experience God's message and form of coolness. It will intensify the attitude of unlimited disinterest. On the one hand, it will burn everything, and on the other hand, it will cool everything. It will spread the waves of unlimited disinterest. Children say that they have yoga and that they have no one other than Baba. That is very good. However, according to the time, you have been told you now have to become like a volcano. In the memorials, the Shaktis, the Mahashaktis, have all been portrayed in forms holding all their weapons. You now have to reveal those form of Mahashaktis. All of you, whether Pandavs or Shaktis, are rivers of knowledge that have emerged from the ocean. You are not the ocean, but rivers. You are the Ganges of knowledge. So you Ganges of knowledge now have to liberate souls from their sins with the coolness of your knowledge. This is the duty of you Brahmins at the present time. All of you children have been asking what service you have to do this year. According to the time, all of you children are in your stage of retirement. So the first service that Bapdada is telling you to do is like that of those who are in this stage. they give their time and everything to their children and retire. Therefore, all of you should now use your treasures of time and elevated thoughts for others. Now use less time and thoughts for yourselves. By becoming an instrument and using these for others, you can eat the practical fruit of that service. Serve with your thoughts and serve with your words. Most of all, whoever comes into connection or relationship with you, whether those souls are Brahmins or not, you become a master bestower and give them something or other. Be altruistic and give them happiness. Give them peace. Give them an experience of bliss. Give them an experience of love. You have to give, and to give means to receive automatically. Be so selfless that whoever comes into contact with you should return having taken something from you. After coming to you, Master Bestowers, they should not return empty-handed. You saw how, whenever Father Brahma was walking or moving around and someone came in front of him, that child would not leave Baba without having experienced something. So check, whenever you have met someone, whether you gave them something or whether they went away empty-handed. Those who are overflowing with treasures cannot stay without giving something. Become such limitless, constant bestowers that no one has to ask for anything from you. Even though they may ask, a bestower would never think that he will only give something when he is asked. A limitless great donor, a great bestower, would give without being asked. The first service you have to do this year is to become a great bestower. You are giving whatever you have received from the bestower. Another Brahmin is not a beggar, but a cooperative soul. Brahmins do not donate to one another, they cooperate with one another. This is the foremost service. As well as this, Bap Dada heard some good news from the children abroad. Bap Dada had told you to find mics to spread the sound in the world, and the children abroad have all worked together well to achieve this. When a plan is made, it has to be put into practice. However, in Bharat too, Bap Dada has told each of the 13 zones to create at least one such person. Whether you call them mics or anything else, let there be at least one special server who can become an instrument for this. If you find that there are such instruments in the large states, then you can make a program for such souls from the large states and not just the different zones. It is not that you can make such a program, but that you must make such a program. Bap Dada congratulated the children abroad from his heart and is now congratulating you in words for bringing in front of Bap Dada the plans that you will put into practice. In fact, Bap Dada knows that it is easier to do this in Bharat, but you must now serve quality souls and make them into closely cooperative souls. There are many cooperative souls, but you must now bring them even closer into the gathering. As well as this, in order to bring Brahmin souls closer, in order to create an intense atmosphere of love in Madhuban and everywhere else, have bhatis and gatherings of heart-to-heart conversations amongst yourselves. Everyone should be given an experience of the volcanic intensity of fire and be made to move forward. When you become busy in doing this service, the trivial things that take time and effort, the trivial things that dishearten you, will feel like a game of dolls when compared to the highest stage of the intense fire of love. You will then easily and automatically remain safe. Bap Dada has told you that he feels the most mercy when he sees you Master Almighty children still laboring over trivial things. It is when your fire of love lessens that you have to labor. So now liberate yourselves from having to labor. Do not become careless, but do become free from laboring. Don't think that you mustn't labor so you can go to sleep comfortably. Finish your laboring with love, not with carelessness. Do you understand what you have to do? Now, Bap Dada has to come again. You are all asking what is going to happen in the future, whether Bap Dada is going to come or not. Bap Dada never says no. He always says, Haji, Haji. When you children call out, Lord, Baba says, Ji Hazur, I am present. So, do you understand what you must do and what you must not do? Put an end to laboring with love. Now celebrate this year as a year free from laboring. With love, not laziness. Remember this firmly. Not with laziness. Is this okay? Have all your questions finished? Does anything still remain? Baba is asking Daddy Janki. Does anything still remain? Daddy G is smiling anyway. That game is now over. What was that operation anyway? It was a game within the play. That game was very good, was it not? Bap Dada conducted drill. You must repeatedly practice concentrating and stabilizing your mind and intellect in the point form within a second. As soon as you say, stop, your mind and intellect should become completely still and beyond any wasteful body consciousness. Throughout the whole day, use such controlling power. It should not be that when you issue an order for control, it takes 2 minutes or 5 minutes to happen. Therefore, continue to practice using your controlling power every now and then and see how it works. Continue to check whether it takes you a second, a minute, or a few minutes to be able to control your mind in a second. Now, all of you have to make your chart very firm for 3 months. You have to claim this certificate. First, you have to give yourself this certificate, then Bap Dada will give you a certificate. Acha. To all the souls who have a right to God's sustenance, to the elevated souls who have a right to God's study, to the souls who are full of attainments given by God, to the intense effort-making souls who use the method of a point, to the children who remain constantly free from labouring and are constantly merged in love, to the special souls whose love is intense, Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you be a true server who finishes all wasteful vibrations with your power of pure and powerful thoughts. It is said, thoughts can create a world. When you have weak or wasteful thoughts, a world with a wasteful atmosphere is created. A true server is one who finishes all of the old vibrations with his pure and powerful thoughts. Just as science destroys weapons with weapons, they destroy one plane with another plane. In the same way, the vibrations of your pure and powerful thoughts will finish any atmosphere of waste. Now do such service. Slogan: become free from any subtle golden threads of obstacles and celebrate the year of liberation. Om Shanti. Notice, today is the third Sunday, International World Meditation Day, and all Brahmin children have meditation from 6:30 to 7:30. Be stable in your worthy of worship stage. Consider yourself to be a specially beloved deity and fulfill the desires of your devotees. Do the service of taking souls beyond with a glance and being an image that grants visions. And while granting them a vision, make them happy.